Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.
What up, Los Angeles? It is I, your hostess with the mostest, Jennifer DeVoe, coming at you live each and every week with Jenny's Real Talk on the Block on LA Talk Radio Channel 1. And it's every Wednesday, 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Give us a call today, 323-203-0815. Might be nice if we had a prefix. 323-203-0815. And we're here also with the great, awesome co-host, the other Dave Navarro.
Good morning, Vietnam!
Oh, wait, no, that's wrong. That's
trademark,
the wrong show.
Trademark and Frenchman.
Sorry, my bad.
Even though
that
he's
was my...
dead, even though he died. Trademark and Frenchman.
Wow, way to go ahead and put a twist on that one.
Sorry, his own fault.
What?
What?
Oh, God. Sorry. Really? It has to be all that.
Suicide.
How you doing, Jenny?
That's your own fault.
You're having... Are you being Bridezilla right now? Is that the reason you're, like, taking it out on everybody?
No.
Is that the whole case right now?
No, I didn't mean to be mean, Robin Williams. Sorry.
Yes, she did.
Mork.
He knows better than that. He knows. Nanu.
He was a seriously twisted fuck anyway.
Dude, he was. To be honest, he was one of my favorite comedians.
He's
actors.
An incredible comedian, he's incredible actor. Love
very
the man,
talented.
Love
so.
The man, extremely talented.
Yeah.
But I met some people who used to work with that man, and he's very twisted.
Oh, so you got the inside scoop?
Yeah, he was like on that movie One Hour Photo.
Yeah,
he's really creepy and twisted like that. And when he was on, remember?
So you're saying he was being himself in that movie?
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, that's
and
that's
and he was also kind of like an asshole. Like, what was that character? Death to Smoochie.
I didn't see that one.
Death to Smoochie's freaking awesome. Edward Norton. Oh my God, I couldn't stop laughing. It was like children's TV hosts,
mm-hmm.
and they dressed up like, you know, costumes or whatever as characters. You know, like Mr. Rogers.
Okay, that
character.
Sounds really creepy right about
yeah,
now.
Right,
it sounds like something he a pedophile like, would love to
he
watch.
He was like
it's
Rainbow
weird.
Roger or Rainbow something. I don't know anyway. But
Rainbow.
Yeah, exactly. No, but he was like a total douche in that. Like behind the scenes, like after, like when he would take his costume off
yeah.
and go outside, you know, he was a total alcoholic, a total douchebag.
Aren't we all?
Yeah.
We leave this radio station and we're all a bunch of alcoholics and douchebags.
But a lot of people told me that he was like that kind of, he's really weird,
wow.
really weird, creepy individual.
You know, like. Most comedians, right here, and I'm just playing, I'm not a comedian really.
I am but, too. I am too. What's your point?
I've actually heard that about most comedians are very strange. They're very...
Okay, we are. I'm sorry. I'm a twisted fuck. I already know this. That's how I know Robin Williams is a twisted fuck, because it takes one to know one.
That's very true.
Just saying.
That's very true.
Just saying.
Well, I would just like to say a few things, too.
Okay, what you want to say?
It's July 12, 2016 at the top of the hour, and these are some headlines in case you haven't seen them. Brought to you by ABC.com. Floyd Mayweather, Conor McGregor swap verbal jabs at Staples to promote August fight. Floyd Mayweather Jr. and Conor McGregor traded insults as they kicked off a promotional tour for their upcoming fight with a press conference at Staples Center in Los Angeles on Tuesday. McGregor, a UFC star, and Mayweather, who retired from boxing in September 2015 after winning all 49 of his pro fights, will box in Las Vegas at the T-Mobile Arena on August 26. The two colorful fighters swapped obscenities and verbal jabs as they worked to whip up attention for the August 26 pay-per-view broadcast. In U.S. news, brought to you by Associated Press correspondent Justin Joza Pavicius, prosecutor rejected Oklahoma bomb suspect turned to hate. A 28-year-old man facing federal charges in a pipe bomb explosion outside a Northeast Oklahoma Air Force recruiting center turned to hate after he couldn't complete the training required to become a certified electrician in that branch of the military, federal prosecutors said Wednesday. Authorities offered a first glimpse of what they say drove Benjamin Don Roden to plant the bomb late Monday at the recruiting center in suburban in Tulsa. Rejected and out of work, authorities said, the decorated former airman harbored a grudge against the Air Force and also began blaming that military branch for blocking his attempt to join the U.S. Marines. In world news, brought to you by Associated Press News correspondent Laurie Hinant. In Paris, Trump is Bastille Day guest of city he derided. President Donald Trump's visit to Paris on Thursday will take him to a city he has repeatedly derided, and at the side of a French leader best known to Americans as the earnest young man with the endless handshake. Quote, Paris isn't Paris any longer, Trump declared in February, implying the city had been ruined by jihadi attacks. Quote, I was elected to represent the citizens of Pittsburgh, not Paris. End quote. He said just last month as he announced the U.S. would leave the Paris Climate Agreement. But Trump isn't the only politician who can use Paris to make a symbolic point. When Trump arrives in the French capital, it will be as French President Emmanuel Macron's guest of honor, with a private tour of Napoleon's tomb, dinner at the Eiffel Tower, and, to top off the Paris tourist trifecta, a seat at the tribune as American troops open the Bastille Day parade on the Champs-Élysées. In entertainment news, can big screen comedy survive the superhero era? Brought to you by the Associated Press news correspondent Jake Coyle. Days before the opening of the Will Ferrell, Amy Poehler comedy, The House, producer Adam McKay could see the writing on the wall. The box office forecast for the film wasn't looking good. In the end, The House opened with just $8.7 million, the latest in an increasingly long line of comedy flops. The House may have had its problems. Warner Brothers opted to not even screen it for critics, but what stood out about the result was how dispiritingly typical it was. Quote, this has just been happening a lot. It's not our comedies. It's our comedies from friends of ours that just aren't unperforming very consistently, or underperforming consistently, said McKay, whose production company with Ferrell makes a handful of comedies this year. In sports, on Friday, the Los Angeles Dodgers take on the Miami Marlins. The weather today is sunny and warm with a high of 81 degrees and a low of 66. Tomorrow will be sunny with a high of 84 degrees and a low of 65. These are the headlines in case you haven't seen them.
Metal Babe Mayhem is more than just an online store, it's a destination. MetalBabeMayhem.com carries over 150 rock and roll products, including clothing, jewelry, and accessories. Metal Babe Mayhem also offers Shrine clothing and Alchemy Gothic jewelry. In addition, Metal Babe Mayhem founder Allison Metal Babe Cohen is a rock and roll journalist who supports local and national artists with her rockin' reviews, interviews, playlists, networking, and more. Metal Babe Mayhem is taking over the world, one shirt at a time.
One shirt at a time! We love Allison Mason. No, I know, exactly. We love Allison Mason from Metal Babe Mayhem. What up?
Push the button!
She started the new...
You're looking at my mic button. It's like, should I push it?
I was debating.
Very nice. I'm like Conor McGregor in last night's interview. They like cut his mic off while Floyd Mayweather was talking so much crap. He was actually looking at the mic. He's like, this thing's not on. And so they gave him another mic. And he's like, yep, this thing's still not on. They like completely cut off his mic.
I have something to say. My name is, I say Jennifer DeVoe, but my name's really Jennifer DeVoe. I am French. And on behalf of all the French people, we have one thing to say to you, Senor Trump. Fuck off!
That actually sounded more Latin than French.
I don't care.
That's a little.
I don't care.
That's a little off.
And all I have to say is, stay out of our country. We don't like you anyway.
He's our president.
I don't care. I'm talking about France.
Oh, gotcha.
we don't want you. We don't want you there anyway. Stay the fuck out.
But you're not. Never mind. I'm confused right now. I'm so confused right now.
I am French, actually. My last name is DeVoe.
But you were born here?
I don't care. I'm from Quebec. I'm from, my heritage actually is French. French, yes.
French.
French.
My heritage is French.
I'm French.
Ooh, yeah, dude, you were right there. Woohoo!
I'm French. No, stay the fuck out. We don't care. We don't like you. The French don't like you anyway.
But we love Sweden.
We do love Sweden. We do love Sweden.
We love the Swedes. Because Swedish, and we have a gorgeous Swede here today.
Yes, Swedish people are some of the nicest people on the planet. We love the Scandinavians. You're just
they're neutral.
People. Yes, very neutral. They're but very neutral. That's not the only reason we love you. You know, great chocolate.
Because they're hot.
And they're hot as hell. But
we have
hot women in our studio. We have a hot woman in our studio right now.
Hint, wink, wink.
Well,
nudge,
I'm
nudge,
leading
see
up
see
to
no
that
more?
If you would shut the hell up. I'm trying to lead up to that. We're going to say we love things from Sweden, such as chocolate. I don't know what else comes up. It's from Sweden. And Mira Edlund. Fish.
We have the best chocolate.
Fish. We have really great fish. We have trout. We know herring. What do you have? Herring? Herring up there.
Yeah. Salmon.
Salmon.
Eat a lot of salmon.
Salmon?
Yeah.
Okay, salmon. They
there
have great,
you go.
Great salmon, great chocolate.
That's why they're in such great shape.
And great Swedish singers named Mira Edlund.
How you doing, Mira?
So much. Hi. What's
yes,
up?
We have Mira Edlund in the house on Jenny's Real Talk.
In the house.
Flan, flan, flan. No flan here.
Oh, okay. My bad. Sorry.
Flan.
Didn't mean to do that.
I don't know. No flan.
Sweet, 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 sweet.
It's just wrong.
I'm just, hey, I had to change it up, you know? It's like, comes to me.
And she actually looks like she's really blonde.
I think she's,
no,
she's like, she's like let me think about that for a second.
No, but see, no, but certain countries, like, you know that it's a dye job. You know that people are just dyeing their hair. It's
they're
not
just
really,
dying to dye their hair.
They're dying to dye their hair. It's not real, but Swedish, Norway, countries like that, Sweden and Norway, they have real blonde hair.
Yeah.
Real blonde.
Yeah, we do.
It's nice.
Thank
so
you.
I'm saying.
It's
is your whole family towheads? Are all your family towheads?
Yeah. No,
that's
my dad is a little bit darker, but my mom, she's blonde. She's super blonde.
Nice.
Yeah.
I'm happy that she noticed that she understands the term towhead. Maybe many people would be like, would you call me? I'm saying because you're blonde. Would you call me? Okay.
<I know.
laughs> Never mind.
I know. I was born blonde, but like over the years, it just got darker. I don't know what happened, but I have like that dark, that dirty blonde. Am I young? Oh.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, I am a very dirty blonde. Exactly. You know me too well, Dave.
Yeah.
She is a dirty blonde. Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Very much so. My future husband piping in.
Yeah, there you go.
3 days. 3 days. Yes. We're almost there.
So Mira. I'm saying Mira like I'm like, Mira. Mira, ¿cómo estás?
Mira.
Like it actually means look in Spanish.
Yeah, exactly.
Mira.
Exactly. You know? That's why I was like, is that
so
what
So look.
What does it mean in your language? Does it mean anything?
No. We actually don't pronounce it like here.
How do you say it in your language?
Mira.
Mira.
How?
Mira.
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 It's like
I
a
like
D somewhere in there.
That
it sounds like
hot.
A D there somewhere in there.
I think yeah. That sounds really
Mira,
hot. See,
Mira, I can't do it.
Us Americans, we butcher the hell
how's
out
it going,
of
Mira?
Names.
How's it going, Mira?
Hey, Mira,
how
Mira?
Hey, I tell you what.
We Americans butcher the shit out of people's names. It's horrible.
You're damn right you do.
See, you guys say it the right way. I like the way you say it better.
Oh, yeah, you do?
Yeah.
I never say it here, though, because no one can pronounce it.
No,
so just
no,
like,
I understand
whatever.
That.
No.
I understand that.
You're like, just say it how you want to say it.
Yeah,
it's like saying
Hey you.
It's like saying my last name. I got sick of it years ago because that's why I changed the pronunciation because I got tired of fucking telling people how to pronounce it.
Okay. Did you take your pill today?
No. No.
So, okay. So you're a singer. You're a vocalist.
Yes.
How long have you been doing that for?
I started when I was about like 16 or something. I've always been singing. Like my mom told me I was humming songs before I could even speak.
Oh, okay.
I started really like doing it and like thinking I could do it as a job. That was when I was 16 that I just felt like I wanted to be an artist.
And you've just been like, have you been traveling all over the place singing or did you decide, oh, hey, I'm, you know, United States is, you know, like the Beverly Hillbillies, you know, hey, you know,
pick up and move
California is the place where you want
to
be.
I'm going to move to Beverly. You know, yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, did you decide to do something like that or how did you end up here?
I actually, like, it was my song coach in Sweden. Mm-hmm. She just mentioned, like, a school here called MI. musicians.
Oh, yes. That's a great, I heard that's a great school.
It's a really
Music
good
Institute?
School. Yeah, exactly. Nice. So I just applied and I got in and
Wonderful.
Then I just moved. It was like super unplanned. I just took my stuff and just left.
But that's so great though that you picked up from, I mean, that's a long way to travel.
Yeah, it is.
That's a long way to go to come out here for that, for a dream like that.
Definitely.
That's great. I bet you had the guts to do it.
Yeah.
And not everybody does.
And how's it been going out here for you?
It's been going well. I've been doing like a lot of shows lately. Like the first year was only school, mm-hmm. and since mm-hmm. I didn't have like a visa, I couldn't really perform either.
Okay.
It was just like a student visa.
And how long you've been out here in the States?
I've been here for 2 years now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, because the way I met Mira is that I met her at a showcase, I believe it was, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay. I saw her at a showcase, and nice. I was blown away. She did an amazing job.
Are you like a soprano? Like the high...
Yeah, she's got
octaves kind of stuff.
I don't know the terms, but to be honest, like I just was blown away by her set of pipes. Like I was like, wow, she's got an amazing voice. She's got range. She's got vibrato. She's got like
what style of music do you sing?
I do mostly pop, but I like to have like some influence of the R&B and soul.
Okay,
since my voice is a little bit darker, then it's not like really that female voice, you know. Typical female voice.
Yeah, I know the, you know, yeah. Listen to my voice. I know the feeling. I get called sir on the phone.
Oh, really?
Really?
Oh,
I get called ma'am on the phone. How about that? Yes, yeah, weirdest thing.
You don't have a.
I guess on the phone voice. I sound like a woman. I was like, hi, dude. Excuse me, can I please talk to yourself? Yeah, sure, no problem, ma'am. I was like, what'd you just call me?
Dude.
Do you not hear the voice? Do you not hear the tone? Sense the tone.
Dude, yeah, you so don't tell.
I don't
sound
know,
like
dude.
A chick.
I don't know.
I've talked to you on the phone many times. You don't sound like a chick.
I know. But anyway, so
I do sound like a dude. I understand that one, but.
So who are the influences? I mean, you say that you like to sing pop, you like jazzy stuff. I mean, are there any like musical influences that, you know, inspire you to sing certain
I don't
styles?
Know. I mean, it's so many great people, like great singers out there and artists. So, I listen to like everything, for real, everything, but I really like Adele a lot, like her type of music.
Good choice.
Yeah,
great singer.
Yeah, I feel like that's like kind of a little bit like what I want to go towards, but not obviously not the same. But
yeah,
I really like I've been told that we have like we don't have like similar voices, but I'm still at the alto.
Alto.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, we do have one of her songs, and what's the name of the song?
Something I don't know.
Something I don't know. Is that the name of the song, or is it something that is it the, it's called Something I don't know. I mean,
it's actually
that's
weird.
Okay.
That's
very great. Just making sure that's the title of the song.
So we're gonna play Something I don't know, because I don't know what it's called, but it's Something I don't know.
Actually, that's what it's called. It's Something I don't know.
Exactly.
It's kind of like Who's on First.
Exactly. I was just about to say that. What's on second, and I don't know who's on third.
Exactly. So this is Something I don't know.
Exactly. On Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio Channel 1. Enjoy.
On the wild side, I got nothing else to hide. Let's give this thing a love a try. If you're only gonna try to change me, no need someone else to try to save me. You know I've been there before. Now I just wanna lose control.
Told you. Told you. I told you. Like, I know how to pick them. I know how to pick them.
Really well.
That just totally blew me away.
I saw her, like I said, I saw her at this musical showcase. You know, automatically, like, when she started singing, I was like, I was actually there for a friend of mine.
She didn't get signed already?
No.
They should have signed her.
I know.
Why didn't they sign her?
I have no idea.
Are they idiots?
Yes. The simple answer would be yes. There's like I said, Jenny, we
are always welcome at Get Real Global Records.
But she's leaving. She's leaving.
Why?
She's going back home.
My visa ends, so I know.
Marry me. We'll take care of that right now.
We need to get her another visa, and he's probably not joking.
I'm probably not joking.
Exactly.
No, really, marry me. No.
That's not fair.
No, seriously, like, there's a lot of talented people, and it's like, it's amazing. Like, song is just like crazy awesome.
Thank you so
much. That's not fair.
Crazy awesome. So, like, okay, here, so obviously you've done live performances.
Mm-hmm.
What do you, I mean, you're leaving, but you're coming back. I mean, how's that going to go for your musical career?
I think, actually, I have a lot of opportunities right now in Sweden, so it feels kind of wise for me to go back for
okay.
my music
okay,
career.
Okay, that's good then.
Yeah, because it's just like in Sweden, it's kind of like a small circle of people that does it, but yeah. they're like super serious.
Okay.
I felt like it's been hard for me here to find serious people because a lot of people just want it for like the fame or like the girls, you
they're
know.
They're stupid.
Yeah.
That's what my dumb, dumbasses.
Yeah, exactly.
They think that everything's just going to get handed to them.
Exactly.
It doesn't work that way.
So I'm actually talking to this producer, and we've been talking about doing this EP when I get home
nice.
And try to pitch it.
Okay, good.
So,
because you need to be doing something.
Yeah,
I see,
yeah.
I see sure. you being somebody.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I do. Seriously, with that kind of song and that kind of voice.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You know what I mean?
That's real sweet. Yeah. Yeah. No. So I'm excited. Actually, I feel like it's going to be good for my music career to go back and work with some Swedes for a while.
That's nice. So you're going to be like performing or singing primarily in your language and or
no, I'm singing in English.
Okay.
It's actually not that much songs in Swedish, not okay. even in Sweden.
Have you tried doing something like that?
I did. Like, yeah, the first.
I'd be
song,
surprised if you didn't.
Yeah. Yeah, like I actually just won. I mean, I wrote Swedish songs when I was like 4 years old mm-hmm. about like pigs and astronauts and stuff. But
nice.
Like me writing stories about pigs and astronauts.
Right.
So yeah, I get that.
No, but yep. It's even like the heavy metal Swedish bands. They all sing in English.
Yeah,
I've heard every. I don't think I've heard any Swedish bands. As far as heavy metal, any like music
yeah.
goes, they
no,
speak
it's
English.
All in English. Like I did sing in English before I knew like understand the language or could speak it. So I just like made up stuff.
I like that.
Yeah.
So are you gonna? So I mean, like you're doing the smart thing actually because you're going out of the country because right here, unfortunately, the United States is so saturated with so many people, especially this town.
So many bands, artists.
So many bands, artists. So you're actually, you are doing an intelligent
thing. You're setting yourself apart, but also you get... People need to travel the world, and there's so many audiences in so many other countries.
Well, that's
it's not
how,
just
that's,
America.
That's actually how a lot of music producers they give that type of advice to up and coming artists is to first go to Europe, establish yourself out of the United States.
Yeah, you know,
establish yourself as a worldwide
icon, singer, whatever, and then come over because
you've already established a fan base that's a worldwide fan base
so that
when you come over here, you know, this is the Mecca, I guess. You know, this is the Mecca of all entertainment. So you come back over here and suddenly you're worldwide and now you're statewide, you know.
LA and New York City are the two big ones.
Oh yeah, definitely.
I feel like it's easy to get lost here as well because it's like everyone is doing it.
That's why.
So if you're like established, you kind of like know where to go, or like you have the connections to go like to the bigger, like, you know.
It's just like us. Everybody has a fucking radio show now.
Oh yeah.
I no offense. I've been on the air for over almost 6 years, but I'm just saying everybody's got a fucking show.
You know what? But that's you know, it happens. I mean, you
but
have
a lot
to
of those people are also broadcasting from their home, from their desk.
True.
On a laptop.
True.
And we're in an actual radio station.
And we broadcast worldwide. So
yes, amen.
Like really cool.
But we get to bring awesome guests in and do it from a radio station.
And we could always bring her back too, directly from Sweden.
Yeah, you
could
even
call us.
And we could still have you on the show again.
I would love to.
More than one way to skin a cat.
Especially when you get your EP out.
Yeah.
I mean, I like this song. I want to hear more.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm sure many people would want to hear more as well.
Yeah.
Yes.
So that's something that, you know, we definitely need to, you know, we need to keep in contact and make sure that,
course,
you know, we have
definitely.
You back on here and everything. So how long do you think you'll have the EP out?
I am not quite sure yet. It's really hard, like, with the music business, like, to set dates, because even when you have, like, recorded everything and have the whole EP and, like, have the date, it's, like, always something happening and you have to, like, push it forward or, you know, it's hard.
It's the other departments. It's the marketing. It's all the other stupid crap that goes along,
But hopefully I'll have... I don't know, like, hopefully in 6 months or something. I want to release something soon, but like the whole EP might take a little bit longer. It depends. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
when will you be eligible to come back to the States? Like, how does that work? Like, if you came over, you did right, and your visa ran out, okay, is there a way to extend your visa, or is there a way to
I'm gonna work to get an artist visa from Sweden.
Okay, cool.
It's kind of like it's a long process, and you have to have, like, it's required a lot of stuff you need to have, you know.
Oh, that's crazy.
And like, it costs a lot of money as well.
Really?
Yeah. So hopefully if I get signed by a major label in Sweden, they will help me out and like do the whole process, so I don't have to like...
That sucks.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't just come back and forth. I mean, you don't, like, travel, like...
Yeah.
I mean, she could come back, but like she said, she could only come back to, like, visit.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
how long
are you allowed to... I'm just curious on how that stuff works.
How long
are you allowed to be in the States, like if you come...
I think it's 3 months.
3 months?
Yeah, I can be here, like, visiting for 3 months, but...
Okay.
Yeah.
I was always curious, like, how all that stuff works. From, like, if you're from another country and you come here, like,
well,
how
you could,
all
you know,
this
but
stuff
you know what, you could always probably stay too. Ain't no one gonna go. Like, she's a blonde. She belongs in L.A. Who cares? You know. I mean, people like me, it's a different story. Be like, dude.
Well, when
go back
she
to
go,
the border.
When she
go
go,
back to the border.
When she goes. Orale,
but I was born here. I was born in East L.A. Cabrón.
It doesn't matter. I'm get your saying. Fucking ass over the border.
I know, right?
No, it's crazy times right now. Like, my friend, she got stopped at the airport, like, coming back. She had the visa and everything, and they stopped her.
See, but that's the trick. Don't travel.
Oh, exactly. Just stay
where
you
are. If you want to travel across country, road trip, you know, get in the car, drive there. You know, don't fly there. You know, it's like Vegas or anything like that. Don't fly.
Well,
Vegas is just, like, 6 hours away.
Yeah, I think when she goes to, like, apply for a job or something, and they ask her for, you know, like, a birth certificate, driver's license.
It's called you go to MacArthur Park. Yeah. You meet my cousin Pablo Itaker.
Actually, there are people we could hook you up with, but let's not go there.
I'm not. That's Jenny right there, not Dave. I have no idea what she's talking about.
I live downtown, if you know what I mean, and I'm sure we can find out some hookups somewhere.
I think it's about that time where you need to go ahead and put a disclaimer on there that, you know.
Oh, okay, I don't really know anybody like that.
Right.
Yeah. So anyway, just saying.
So you're going back.
Yeah.
And, you know, what else are you going to be doing over there besides singing? Because I spoke to you earlier and you said you're also going to be going to college.
Exactly. Yes. So I'm starting school in August, I think. Mm-hmm. I don't know what schools I got into yet. So I will know in like 3 days or something. So,
nice. And what are you going to be studying?
Communication between companies and like marketing, social media, a little bit like that.
That's actually very intelligent for you to do that, especially since you're trying to be an aspiring artist. To get that kind of knowledge under your belt is very intelligent.
Yes.
Yeah. No, I feel like it's going
to
be like.
Is that the reason why you decided to go into that field?
Yeah. Yeah. That is the reason. And also, like, I really like working with people. I feel like psychology is very interesting as well. My mom and my grandma, they are both psychologists.
So. Oh, bet you that was fun. Bet you that was a lot of fun to live in that household.
Either that or bring guys over. So, what are your intentions with my daughter, and how does that make you feel? It's like, oh, I can't talk to you. It's like, really, do you have daddy issues? No, stop.
Do you have mommy issues?
Do you have mommy issues? Maybe.
That's funny.
I'm just saying that.
Here, lay down on the couch.
Right about there, as soon as,
would you
know,
like a can of soda?
If a woman that I'm dating tells me, oh, yeah, you know, I'd like to just introduce you to my mom. She's a psychologist. That'll be the last thing I say for the entire, nice meeting you. That's it. I'm staying quiet the rest of the evening until we get the hell out of there.
But because after you leave, she's going to be so psychoanalyzing you to her daughter. Like, I observed this.
Yeah, see, that's the reason why you always have to be nice to the mom. And the dad. Especially the dad. What about your dad? What's your dad do?
He's a firefighter.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
There
that's
you go.
Wonderful. Yep. They even need firefighters in Sweden.
Yes,
isn't
we
that,
do.
See?
So the guy, so the guy's in good shape. He could kick my ass. Yes. I'm done.
Yeah.
Mom's a psychologist. Dad's a firefighter that could kick my ass and save it at the same time. You know, so that's it for me. It'd be over.
You sure you don't still want to marry her and keep her in a citizen of the country?
I'll consider it. I'll consider it just this once.
How old are you anyway?
I'm 23.
Okay. Yes. Well, because you're talking about how you started your career when you're 16 and, you know, when you knew you wanted to do that. So I was thinking now. Wait a minute, how old is she?
Do the math.
But she never stated how old she is now. See, that's why I wanted to know.
Well, she was at a 21 and over venue, so I kind of figured she'd be okay.
You got to see her in that whole capacity.
Exactly. See? That's why I was like, she's legal. We're good. No, just playing. No, I'm just playing. No, but no, like I said, she, like, that entire clinic or showcase, whatever they had a lot of great talents. Don't get me wrong, but she stood out from the rest of them because I was just like I said, the song that she performed, she did a great job performing it. Her voice is like boom, you know, one of those things where it's like boom, I gotta have you on my show. And then I came up to her, I was like, hi, how's it going? I have a radio show. She's like, who the hell are you? It's the weirdest confrontation between me and her, you know. She had like three bodyguards. It was awesome. No, I'm just playing. I'm just kidding. She's like, will you stop lying to the people, please?
See, I walk right up and like, hi, I'm Jennifer DeVoe and Jenny's Real Talk on the Block on LA Talk Radio Channel.
She actually does have that voice too.
Hi, nice to meet you. I was sitting here, I was here, you know, watching the show tonight, and you know, always scouting for people to be on our show. Da, 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 and I just kind of, you know.
No, she was actually, in all seriousness, she was really sweet. You know, she was really sweet, and she's just like, yeah, totally. You know, she's like, it took like four months to like get her on the show. We were actually exchanging emails back and forth, and I was like, hey, how's it going? About 6 weeks later, she would respond.
No, that's not true.
I was almost going to write her off, you know, like, you know, like 5 months later she responded again, you know. So.
It's not true.
We haven't even had the show that long.
We only started the show
March 8th.
Yeah, it's like I already knew I was going to be on the show, so I messaged her, you know, like before I met her, or a year before I met her.
Yeah. You
know? She got back to me a year later.
I think we're on episode 19 now.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's going to be crazy.
It is crazy.
We're getting old. Anyways. So, okay. So, basically, you're going over there. You're coming back. Are you going to be going back and forth, or how's this going to work out for you?
That's the goal. That's the dream that I want to do. I want to have an apartment in Sweden because I have my whole family there. I have a lot of friends, so I want to be close to them. But then, like, travel back and forth, maybe be here totally, like, 6 months, a year or something in total. Mm-hmm. And just like do my music. I don't know. This is a great place to be if you want to do music. It's
a good place to do, you know, for anything really.
Yeah.
Acting, modeling.
Yeah.
Are you going to be doing any acting or any modeling as well, or how's that?
No.
Just music.
Yeah.
It doesn't
not everybody wants to do it all.
It doesn't interest you at all or anything?
I mean, I did, like, I started, like, modeling a little bit when I got here, but it was just, like, photographers that came up to me and, like, wanted to, you know, have, some, like, photo sessions and stuff. But before in Sweden, I've, like, never even thought about, like, being a model. I'm too short and too wide.
Too wide? What?
Here
everybody in the studio is like, look, giving her the stink face, like, what?
Okay, look.
Get out of here.
Here in America, you're...
Too wide. Look at the wide.
Here in America, you're what we call perfect. No, seriously, like, you have the perfect look for, like, modeling. You have the good complexion, you have nice hair, you're the right height, size, build, you know what I'm saying? So I can see why they would want it to have you, you know, showcase you model wise, you know, because.
Did you say model wise?
Model wise.
Model wise, okay. I thought you combined the word together.
No, that would be cool, huh? No.
Yeah, model wise. No. Hashtag model wise. We just came up with a new
model
with
wise.
A new combo.
Model wise, no.
I guess it's just because, like, I'm kind of like, I'm the, like, I'm not tall in Sweden, you know.
Okay, how tall are you?
I don't know. How do you count it, like, feet? I'm 168, like, centimeters.
Oh, Lord.
So I'd have to say probably, like,
5'6",
that sounds about right.
Yeah.
See, I'm 5'9", so that's why I was...
And, like, the models in Sweden, they're, like, super tall and, like, super, super skinny, you know?
They're like twigs.
So basically they look unhealthy.
Yeah.
And like they're going to fall over at any minute.
Yeah, a lot of them do.
That's like, really nice. Yeah.
A lot of them do fall over. I like how it's like a lot of them look like they're going to fall over any minute, and a lot of them do fall over every minute. Every time a model falls, an angel gets his wings.
Yes.
It's going to be something like that. We're going to reference that.
Where's Clarence when you need him?
I know, right? No, but that's... But okay, so that's cool, though. I mean, you're going to like be coming over here, and... I mean, how I'm wondering is... What if you get a record deal out here? How's that going to work out? I mean, are you going to do, like, dual record labels? Or, I mean, are you going to be signed to a record label in Sweden? How's that working?
Probably, like, my goal is to get signed by a major, like, record label in Sweden. And then I have, like, the base in Sweden. But they're all, like, working together. Like, Universal Sweden working with Universal here.
Oh,
right,
okay.
Right, yeah. Because they all have branches.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, which makes sense.
So.
That's good. That's
so
good.
Yeah, that's the goal.
And are you going to be working with Universal out there?
I don't know.
That's her
dream.
Don't
know. Oh, that's her dream.
That's the dream.
I don't know yet.
We can do that. Hey, if you want it bad enough,
yeah,
and you put in the work, you can get it.
If you sing it, they will come.
Yes, but no, but you actually have talent.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Well, like I said, I mean, we've been very blessed on this show that we've had a lot of talented.
Oh yeah,
you know,
great people
acts coming in and everything. You know, you are definitely one of them.
Freaking Gretchen Bonaducci, man! I didn't know that woman had a pipes on her.
Oh yeah, totally. Like, no, I love watching her live.
I just thought she was married to a schmuck once.
She was.
I know. But I thought that's all she had going for her was some
Is that
stupid...
anything like a putz?
Yes.
Well, no, it's no schmuck.
A schmuck is a dick. Putz is a limp dick. There is a difference.
I'm learning a lot today.
I know, right? You're learning the lingo of
it's Yiddish.
Of the slang. It's Yiddish. Yiddish. That's right. That's right.
My boss. Baby. My boss and his mother are like European Jew. Like, you know, so they speak Yiddish versus Hebrew.
So, hey, ya butts.
Yeah, so we sit around and I hear those words. I hear all the different lingos like all the time. So like I'm dressed
like a schlemiel.
Like if you walked up to somebody that you know, like you know, you would come walk up to somebody in Sweden, like you say, like countrymen. You're like my countrymen, my mm-hmm. you know somebody. You know, we here and we're citizens, whatever. So like, they walk up, they say lawnsmen.
Friends, countrymen, lend me your latkes.
Yeah, but they say lawnsman. Lawnsman means countryman, my brother, my that's to them. You know, so there's different words, but it's interesting. I'm sure you guys have your own little language. And
yeah, we do.
How hard is it? Now, you're Swedish, so you've been speaking this your whole life. But yeah. is it a hard language to learn? I've always been curious about this. I know enough French and Spanish to get by, but...
I don't know,
conversational stuff. I don't, but as far as like your language,
I've heard it's hard. Like when
from my place, like if I tried to learn your language, would it be really hard?
Dude, I had a problem trying to pronounce her name when she said it.
Yeah, no,
that should give you an idea.
No, I know. I'm just curious. Yeah. Like I've seen like how they spell the names, but I've never like actually looked at print, like you know, like a book or anything that was in Sweden in Swedish. So I didn't know.
Yeah, we have like three more letters than you do.
Okay.
And yeah, I would say it's kind of hard, like grammatically and everything.
Interesting.
And also like the pronunciation, I feel it's hard for you guys because I've tried to like teach my friends a little bit, you know, but they're like giving up after like 2 seconds. They're like, nope, I'm not doing that.
Well, I mean, it's about discipline, like with anything. Yeah. And so certain languages are way harder.
Russian's
to learn.
Very hard too. Like I've tried to learn Russian.
I have a question.
Oh my god!
I have a question for.
What's your question? What's the question, huh?
Is your language any closer to another type of language in your area?
Yeah, like Norwegian and Danish and.
Finland, like yeah. Finnish.
I'm screwed either way. It doesn't really matter. I'm screwed either way.
So Swedish, Norwegian?
Norwegian,
Finnish, mm-hmm. Danish.
Mm-hmm.
They're all similar.
It's similar. Okay. Like the Norwegian, they know our language. They understand Swedish like perfectly.
Okay,
I have sometimes a hard time like. You know, understand it, but I do understand a lot of things they say. Like,
was it easy for you to learn the English language?
No, I guess. I don't know. Like, we start when we're like 7 years old or something.
Wow.
Start studying it and like...
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's super early and it's also like all the movies are in English. Like, we watch the American movies and like the songs playing on the radio, it's...
A lot of countries overseas are taught English in their schools.
Yeah,
they don't learn just their own language. They learn the languages, like they'll learn English, and then they'll also because that's a universal language. Because everybody wants to go to America for some damn reason.
Yeah, right.
And
we're still trying to figure that one out.
Still trying to figure it out.
The jury's still out on that one.
But everybody calls us an asshole, but they all want to come here. I don't get it. Why you want to be here?
Well, everybody loves assholes, so I guess
apparently they love us. You know what I'm saying? Well, then you must love people from Massachusetts.
They're massholes.
Massholes, exactly. Massholes. No, but it would be interesting. I could see wanting to learn a language like that, but it would be very difficult. It's not a language that everyone speaks. Like the common languages are French, Spanish,
Italian. Yeah.
You know, those are the romance languages. So a lot of countries speak those, especially Spanish.
Yeah.
A lot of countries speak Spanish.
Do you know?
Only like one country speaks Swedish.
What other languages do you know besides English and Swedish?
So actually, I'm like the worst at studying languages. I studied French for 3 years.
Okay.
But my teacher told me she will pass me if I promise not to continue studying. So that was... So your language,
you're like, deal.
So your language comes easy to you, but a language like that is harder for you.
Yeah, no, I see that.
That's interesting. But that's interesting.
But you speak, speak English incredibly well, and you sing it.
Yeah.
Without an accent. Like, I would have never
noticed that?
Thought.
Did you ever notice that? Even like British singers, like when they sing, or Canadian, anyone like that, they'll sing in English, and it sounds just like.
Well, it's funny because
there's
it's
no
like,
accent.
It's like,
when you speak, you sound British.
It's like all of a sudden.
Where's the accent?
It's like this. It's like strangers in the night, and as soon as you speak to them, I'm right here, don't you know?
Don't you know?
It's like, where the hell did that come from? You were singing perfect. It's like, Ozzy Osbourne.
I don't
know. Yeah. Ozzy Osbourne's like, and then all of a sudden it's like he sings like freaking perfect.
Crazy Train.
Yeah, it's like, holy, you know, shit, or like Lil Jon, you know, it's like, what? Yeah. It's like, yes, well, I was over here the other day. You know, and hanging out and everything. Okay. You know, that's the reason why Dave Chappelle made fun of him so much, because of that.
No, but it's true. But I like overseas, though, how you're not just supposed to, like, I like how they adopted the practice over here of starting to learn other languages, because especially for college, to go on to college, like in high school level, because overseas, everybody's so far ahead of us.
Oh, totally.
We can't compete, because even like the Asian, like Japanese especially, but a lot of Asian cultures, they start teaching their children how to play musical instruments at like 2.
Yeah. Well, see,
but that's kind of impressive to me. And then there's all these countries in like Europe especially, that you learn English plus your own language, plus you learn the languages of the countries that are bordering you.
Mm-hmm.
So that's phenomenal.
It's not just that, but I mean, I've also noticed that Sweden, you guys are like medically advanced.
Oh yes,
like as far as medicine, you guys are like.
I didn't even know.
Yeah, no, you guys are very, very advanced in medicine. I mean, whenever it comes to like, you know, brain surgery or anything like that, the Swedes are like number one. Like they will.
Wow.
You know,
certain even medications and things like they like a lot of breakthroughs.
At least that's what I've
read. No, a lot of breakthroughs actually too.
So do you miss it? Are you? Can you not wait to go back? Are you like excited about going back home? Or
it's like mixed feelings, like a lot of mixed feelings.
I bet.
Miss my
Your
family.
Your friends here now too.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. This is like my home now. I've been here for 2 years.
That's a long. Yeah.
So yeah, I have no apartment in Sweden, no job. Like, you know,
but your family's there. So
I do have family. So I'm super excited to go home and see them. Like a lot of friends. I'm actually going to this island right away when I get home. Where like. A big part of my family lives.
Oh, nice.
It's a beautiful island. So I'm going there for vacation for a couple of weeks.
Nice.
So I'm excited. Great. I'm super excited about that. But still,
it's bittersweet.
Yeah, it is. I'm not super fan of like the weather in Sweden.
I know it's like me.
Well, you guys actually
from,
have all four seasons, and you actually see all four seasons.
Do we in Maine, but it doesn't mean it sucks any less.
No, what I'm trying to say is like we don't see it here in LA. Here
that's
in LA, it's summer all year long.
Yeah, that's why I moved here.
I'll be honest with you. I actually, don't get me wrong, I guess the grass is greener on the other side since I was born and raised
here.
I hate
the cold.
I've always wanted to live in a place where I could see all the seasons because it's beautiful.
I'm going to have you go to Maine.
I didn't say Maine.
In the winter months.
I didn't say I wanted to go to Maine. I said I wanted to go to a place, not Maine.
Well, I'm just saying. It's vacation land for a reason.
Yeah, no, I feel like the in Sweden, it's the biggest problem is the darkness, you know?
Yeah.
It's like super dark in the wintertime. So like the sun goes up maybe at 9 a.m. and goes down like 3 p.m.
Oh,
like
wow. That would be
like
depressing.
Kind of like Alaska. It's super depressing. Wouldn't it be like Alaska type?
Like yeah. That kind it's almost like that. I mean, do you guys also get the Northern Lights up there?
We do in north of Sweden. I haven't seen it, to be honest.
Really?
No, wow. I haven't. But no, it's in the north of Sweden we have it. Yeah. But also, like, it's also amazing in the summers because it's bright. Like, the sun goes down. Like, it's dark for maybe 2 hours.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's really cool.
I wish we had another hour to spend.
I know. I was about to ask her one last question.
So cool.
I was about to ask her one last question. And the last question is, where can people find your music?
Yes.
Where can people find you? Because they're going to be leaving, so people are going to want to find you.
We need, need people to be able to find you.
Yeah.
What's your social media?
We have a few people saying that she was hot. Yes.
Yeah. So you got a website, you got social media. What do you got?
Yes, I have Instagram, Mira's Music.
Mira's
so it's
Music.
Kind of simple. Yeah, Mira's Music. And I also have a website, mirasofficial.com.
Okay.
And yeah, I would say like the Instagram is the one I'm using most and like promoting my music and everything. Okay. I have my song is on Spotify and iTunes and all
okay,
those
good.
Platforms.
Awesome. Good. So something I don't know.
Yes.
Go check it out. Spotify, iTunes, listen to it. Mira Edlund. It's been a privilege. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Have a safe trip back home.
Safe trip.
We'll miss you, and we look forward to having you back again.
Sorry that you got to leave tomorrow.
Yeah.
But next week.
But next week.
We have Shelly Martinez.
Yes.
We have Ariel. Is going to be in the house.
W. Oh, my God. I love this woman, and I want her to. Please, Shelly, have your fangs again.
Oh, I'm sure she'll probably bring them.
Because it's so hot when you put the fangs in. Oh, sorry.
She's just hot, period.
I just went to another place. Sorry. I went somewhere else. Just
yeah,
now.
You did.
I'm sorry. You know, she's hot. Anyway.
thanks again.
I'm sorry to my husband, James Muse, but she's hot.
Thanks That's again, okay. Thanks again, Mina Edlund, for being on the show.
Yes, thank you.
Jenny and James, congratulations to you, too, for getting married this Saturday.
July 15th, 5 p.m., James Muse and I tie the knot.
Yes, we do.
Dun, 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 dun.
Very excited. So
we're going to have so much fun. Dun, dun,
dun. Be paying attention to the Facebook Live video. We will be doing pictures and video live from
Jenny's We're talking on the blog on Facebook Live.
Check it
5
out.
5 o'clock.
Yes. And our my personal page, Jennifer DeVoe. Go check it out.
And we'll see you next week, Jenny. And by next week, you'll be Jenny Muse.
Yes.
Not Jennifer DeVoe anymore.
Exactly.
So. Thanks again, Mina, for being on the show.
Thank you.
See you guys
next week, Wednesday, every Wednesday, 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. You've been listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block on LA Talk Radio Channel 1.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.